podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So keep out by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
What's the story this week? Am I fucking your woman? I'm fucked up on oxygen pills. Hey, it's available and you tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca, RootRadio.com, XRPRadio.co.uk, and BuildTheScene.com/radio. This is episode number 577. With me today is John Vento. What's up, John?
Hey, Bill. How you doing, buddy? Why are you so good looking, huh? You look so good.
It's the slightly graying beard, I think.
Is it? Yeah. Could it be the lighting?
It might be. John, I think you were here probably pretty early on, 2004, 2005-ish. Yeah. And that means that you've been doing this with me for like 17 years.
I remember when we came to your place in Leechburg, Tony Marinacci lined us up, and it was obvious your passion and your commitment to independent artists was incredible. And my man, you've never wavered. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. I say this a lot, but the key to that is I'm not a musician, but the musicians welcomed me into the scene. Yeah. So thank you as well.
Well, I think it's because everyone knows you're sincere and your heart is in the right place and you're so supportive. And for independent artists, especially the local guys that do original music, you know, there aren't many places where we can go to have somebody like you. So, and you and I both know the handful of those folks pretty well.
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, John, so we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to fire this stuff at you.
Come on, baby. Bring it on.
All right, so before we get too deeply into the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, which was originally the topic I wanted to cover, but then I'm like, we're just going to cover as much as we can. Tell us a little bit about Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, their missions and programs.
Yeah, well, Band Together, of course, I was blessed to be involved on the ground level with our buddy Ronnie Moondog Esser. And in a nutshell, we create music programs for folks that are on the autism spectrum. So we have open stages, we have DJ programs, we have drum circles, we have performance enhancement, we have scholarship programs where maybe young people are on the spectrum and their family doesn't have the resources to get instruments or lessons or all that. So it all revolves around music and a social network, if you will, to just enhance the lives of our folks in the organization. And then the Autism Society, they've been around for like 55 years. They are advocates for people on the spectrum, including legal advice and legal support, employment opportunities, and so on. And they've been great partners of ours. I mean, we're like 5 years old, barely. And here they are, 55 years old, and it's been a blessing to have their support.
I've watched a few of the open mics that you have done live on stream, streaming live from Steamworks. Yeah. Those are awesome.
They're amazing.
You're welcome. We're going to get to that stuff in a little bit. So how did this blues festival start, Blues and Roots Festival?
Well, as you know, the blues festival was at Heartwood Acres for, 20 years. And Moondog was a big part of that, producing the show, booking the bands, and so on. And those shows benefited the food bank of Pittsburgh. And when the food bank made the decision a few years ago to no longer have the blues festival, it was quite a shock to not only Moon, but to all these volunteers that were so really, really devoted and passionate about it. And so they took a year off, kind of like to get their bearings. And then Moon came to me because we had already started Band Together. And he said, hey, how about if we bring back a festival on a little smaller scale? Of course. I mean, we have very little money. We're street people, man.
I think it's funny that you say smaller scale. Wait, the next question is who's playing? Wait until you hear the list.
Yeah, right. I don't have the list in front of me, but I know a bunch of them. But so, we started, I think it was 4 years ago, of course, because of the pandemic we missed last year. We went to the Sirius Shrine in Cheswick. They were so cooperative. They've got that big venue. So if we're in bad weather, can be under the pavilion, which seats about 1,000 people. Now this year we're going to focus more on the roots part of the festival. We really have not done that. We've had two stages the pavilion and the outside, and both stages were filled with full bore bands. This year, the inside stage will be for bands, and the outside is going to be more roots-oriented, acoustic, solo, duo, and trio performances. And I'm really excited about that because that's what the intention was from the beginning. So, you know, I got to give Moondog credit. He's the one that said, let's get this thing back up and running. And all the volunteers from the old Blues Festival, they came out of the woodwork to help us, including with some financial support. It's been amazing.
Well, let's talk about the financial part of it. If I remember correctly, tickets are 30 or is it 50?
Well, 50 is for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And they float around in advance. I think it's $25 a day because it's a Saturday, Sunday, July 31st and August 1st. And then, of course, we're pushing people to buy advance tickets so we can get a handle on the attendance. But walk-up is like $5 more. And then walk-up, you cannot buy a weekend package. So if you want to come for the whole weekend, you got to go online at the PGA Blues Roots Fest .com and get your tickets.
So you did that too fast. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
There it is.
PGHBluesRootsFest.com. There it is. You save a bunch of money by getting the weekend pass from the site.
So how about name some of the bands and artists that are going to be available there?
Well, I'll name some, and I hope I don't miss any because I do not have it in front of me, and I should have, right? Of course, Joanna Connor, who, you know, I'm not a blues expert. I'm more of a rock and roll guy. But from what I understand, and I've seen her videos and so on, she's a killer. She's going to be there. Billy Price is going to be there. Jim Donovan's book, Bill Toms, you know, some of the local guys. We've got Vanessa Collier. Have you seen Vanessa Collier, Bill?
I have not.
Oh, man. She puts on a killer show. She's a great saxophone player and a great great singer. We got Tommy coming in, Tommy Castro. I'm sorry, Anthony Gomes is coming. There's a long list. Arts, we got Shirley Ann Hawk on the root stage. We got Clinton Clegg on the root stage, Kip London. But for us and for me, the best performers and the most important part of the festival are the Band Together Pittsburgh folks that perform. We have singers, we have pianists, we have percussionists, and they have two slots, one Saturday and one Sunday. And that's always a highlight.
And that's the reason I brought up the Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh at the beginning, because the show benefits both of those organizations. Yep. And I wanted to make sure that everybody understands that. Yep. So when you're purchasing your tickets, you're supporting both those organizations, which is awesome. And that's something that you do a lot of, which people are going to figure out as we move through this.
Well, you know, first of all, my musical hero and idol is Harry Chapin. You're probably too young to know who he is, Bill.
I don't.
I didn't think so. But Harry was, you know, Harry was Cats in the Cradle and Taxi. You know his songs.
I do. Cats in the Cradle was covered by Ugly Kid Joe.
There you go. Ugly Kid Joe took Harry Chapin's. But Harry was a real advocate. I loved his music, and he was a charitable kind of dude. And he would perform for charitable causes. Probably three quarters of his shows were charitably based. So music is a venue, an opportunity just to include a charity. You know, there's nothing special that we do. We put on a show and we dedicate a significant portion of the proceeds to a worthwhile charity. And between the businessmen all those years and the Needs Hotel band.
The businessmen, I was on that website doing research. Yeah. And I don't know when it was updated last, but it said that you guys have made the milestone of $250,000.
Yes, we did. Donated. Over 20 years. You know, the businessmen don't get together as often as we used to. We're all getting older, and there's a 7-piece horn section, and it, you know, and it was, I don't know, more than 20 years, actually 24 years. Everybody loves each other. It's a magical family, but we just don't perform as much. But over the course of 20 years, we did help raise $250,000 for charities.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Where can the listeners get tickets to the Blues and Roots Festival?
PGHBluesRootsFest.com.
Okay. And for those
of you, go to the Facebook page and get tickets.
Those of you that are going to actually go to my website to check out the show, it's linked all over the place in the show notes. Just find either the purchase button or where it says Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Fest. All of those are linked directly to the website or directly to the ticket purchasing page.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Not to make it short, but we're going to move on to another benefit show that you host. This one is in your backyard.
In my backyard, yeah. Or by Woodstock.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's amazing. We'll get to that a little bit later, what I have to say about that. But can you tell me a little bit about the benefactor there, Allegheny Cleanways?
Sure. Well, my neighbor, and as you know, you've been to our property in West Deer. We don't have many neighbors. The ones we have, though, are amazing. And my neighbor, Marcia Brissett, she's on the board of Allegheny Cleanways. And they are exactly as the name implies. They are a cleanup organization. They clean up streams and creeks and dump sites. And they recycle. And it's an almost all volunteer organization. And because the festival is quite invasive in our little community, it was a natural to support, Marcia's charity. And we've been doing that since the beginning, 15 years now.
While I was doing the research there, I found out that they have education programs and that they go out to organizations and schools. So I'm going to be contacting them, because at my school, I'm in charge of Earth Day, and I think it lines right up.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm definitely going to reach out and see if there's anything they can help us out with.
And you may notice when you come to Corby Woodstock, we have a really extensive recycling program. So there's not just a garbage can. For every station of trash, there's 4 garbage cans. We break up the glass, the plastic, the paper, and that's all part of the commitment to Allegheny Cleanways.
So how did that event get started? And on top of that, where did a stage that size, how did that show up in your backyard?
Well, it started, I got to give my old buddy Jim McCullough, J-Mac, who is a guitarist with the Needs Hotel Band. We grew up together in Penn Hill since we were 3 years old. So he was actually living with me in the farmhouse. And just out of the blue, he said, we should invite some guys out. It was in the fall. It was October. And let's have like a last minute jam, set up a PA. And that was the beginning of, and he came up with the name Corbry Woodstock, because our road is called Corbry Wood. So he added the stock. And then we did it again the following year. And then it just kept growing. And then one year, because we used to do it under kind of a homemade tent on a deck. And one year we were all set up and ready to go. And in the middle of the night, a huge storm came in and it ripped the tent apart. It destroyed all the equipment and we had to cancel the show.
Oh.
And it was all tickets and all that stuff. And we had to cancel. And I said to everybody, I don't care where I've got to borrow money from, Father Sarducci, I'll go to the mob. We are building a stage with a significant structure. So even if it rains, we're not affected. Now the audience could be affected, but so that's where that all came from. And we designed a stage, and then I had my son was involved with another carpenter friend of mine, and we built that massive stage, which is a little kooky for a guy in his backyard. But
listen, the first year, or no, both years I went, John Lane was with me, and we brought his son the third year. We're like, look, you have to see this.
Well, we appreciate your support. So, hey, listen, we only live once, man, and I've had a couple situations where I probably shouldn't even be here today. So I thank the Lord for that and the blessings that I've had. And plus, I have no fear of debt. You can't just got to pay your bills somehow. But it's fun, and it's been wonderful.
So that show takes place on September 4th, Saturday, September 4th, and Sunday, September 5th.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Saturday is an acoustic day?
Yep. Acoustic evening. We start a little later, and then Sunday is all bands. And we're dribbling out the lineup. And of course, the lineup is totally local. We do not bring in any touring groups, and all the performers, nobody gets paid. So all the money goes to Allegheny Cleanways. I mean, it's a true benefit concert. But Lee Marks, our my buddy who handles the production and he books the bands, he's starting to dribble out some of the names. So, but I can tell you that we've got Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors are going to be there on the acoustic. And we've got Bill DC that's coming,
nice.
which is great. And a lot of other, the lineup will be released real soon and tickets will be on sale at CorbryWoodstock.com, which you have on the screen.
I do. I also, in the show notes, there are links to all of those places, to the website, the ticket purchasing site. So again, if you're interested, go to buildascene.com, click on this episode, and you will be able to find links to all of these places: Band Together Pittsburgh, the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, Corbry Woodstock, Blues Roots Fest. John's bands are there.
Yeah. Busy.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to John Vento's song, Humble Way. Mm-hmm. Remind me the name of that album.
Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage.
And then we're also going to listen to a Miss Freddie track, Lady of the Blues. I figure it fits the blues festival. And I think she's been there a few times, right?
Oh, absolutely. We love Miss Freddie.
She's awesome.
She's been so supportive of all kinds of, Miss Freddie's got a heart of gold.
The first time I interviewed her, John, she was at Pink Day in Leechburg, which is right around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
But I couldn't hear her. So we walked up to my house and sat on the wall in front of my house, and I interviewed her in front of my house, which is really cool.
Yep, she's really cool. She's not only a great talent, but a beautiful person, for sure. Yes.
All right, so we're going to listen to Humble Way and Lady of the Blues, and we'll be right back.
Thunder Road on the radio, promised land for that Romeo. Kept the faith, kept hope alive, took a bite of humble pie. Man in black on a TV show, surrender sweet baritone. From his heart it did the time, learned to love. I want to become your man in a home.
what makes me blue, and that is why, that is why.
Hey, you just heard Lady of the Blues by Miss Freddy. Right before that, you heard John Vento's Humble Way. With me today is John Vento. We were talking about Corbry Woodstock and the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. Both are benefit shows. To find tickets for those, you can just go to buildascene.com and click on episode number 577 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, which is what you're listening to right now. all right, John. So there is so much, and I'm just scratching the surface doing this interview with you that I could talk to you about. But before we discuss you as a musician, let's move on to your all-volunteer listening room, Steamworks Creative.
Yeah, which is where I am right now.
Tell me a little bit about that venue.
Well, it happened quite accidentally. I had a... my son was had a vape store up on Route 8 in Gibsonia called Steamworks Vapor Company, and that didn't last very long. And my son had a really stupid father who guaranteed the lease of the building. And probably like you, Bill, when we make a commitment, we keep it. So here I was paying the rent on this empty space for many, many, many months. And one night, my buddy Mike Hammer and I and Moondog, we went to a club that I won't name in the South Side to see John Oates from Hall & Oates, right? So the average age of the audience was probably 60 at best. And it was not a good experience. First of all, there were no chairs. We all had to stand and they couldn't get a drink. And if you did, it was expensive. And anyhow, it was just, we parked a mile away. So on the way home that night, I said to Mike and Moondog, I said, you know, I got this empty space in Gibsonia. I'm going to just throw in some tables and chairs and put a post on Facebook, acoustic open mic, come out to Steamworks Vapor Company, because that's what it was called. that was the beginning of the whole thing. BYOB, bring your own food, bring your own booze. And then just volunteers, just these people came apart. They loved it because it's a listening room, Bill. So when you go to Steamworks, you're there to listen to the artist. What a concept, right? There's no television. There's no football games on. There's no other noise. It's about the music. It's respectful of the artist, and it's respectful of the audience. And here we are 3.5 years later, and oh, my goodness, as the Lord blessed us. Through the pandemic, we struggled, but who comes along but Jimmy Krent? Jimmy says, hey, I'll do some stand-up comedy for you. And whatever you take in, go pay the rent.
I'm not laughing at this stand-up comedy. I'm laughing at Bradley Scott Malone's comment. I don't know if you can see it. It says,
no Penguins games. Yeah. Bradley got it. I mean, Penguins hockey is the kiss of death. Steeler football. So anyhow, people like Jimmy, Second Breakfast, Jimmy Franciscus, or Curtis Franciscus with Curtis and the Shakers. We've had bands that take in $200-$400 at the door because it's all donation, and we split it with the bands. And they've said, no, here, pay the rent. I won't name names, but I've had people donate money to help pay the rent. So it's an all-volunteer listening room. Our goal is to pay the rent, the utilities, and the insurance. We have a great PA. We have a great little light system. And you haven't been here, have you, Bill?
I have not.
Oh, dude, you got to come out. Let me know when you can come out. It's a 50-seat venue. And when we say seats, we actually mean chairs. You can sit at a table and enjoy the music. So it's just been wonderful.
It's been a long time where since I've been at a venue without a camera in my hand. I don't know if I could sit.
Oh, you can move around if you want. You can do whatever you want. Just come on out and check it out, man.
So if an artist wants to get on the schedule there, I know that there are open mics, but let's say
we book like crazy. You can get on the schedule by just going to the website, steamworkscreative.com. Steamworkscreative.com and send us a note. And, we're booked well into the fall. We've got Krzyzewski coming in for a couple shows. Billy Price did 2 shows. We got Bill Wharton, the sauce boss, coming in for a solo show in August. He's a national touring act. We're limited with 50 seats. If a band, if they're going to come and they're going to want to make $1,000, it's not going to happen. But if they want to come and do an original music show, and have people actually listen and sell merch and all that, I think it would be well worth their while. So I could quickly – can I show you something real quick if you don't mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do this. Can you see the stage?
I can. That is awesome.
can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Steamworks. So I'm here now because in the woods of West Deer I have no internet. So sorry about that.
Someone else just popped up in the chat room. I'm going to pull him up here for a second. Charlie Doyle Bullitt, who happens to be on the spectrum. And last week.
Oh, yeah.
Last week in internet time. Charlie put on a show at Subalpine, which also benefit band together Pittsburgh. So what's up, Charlie?
Hey, Charlie. Thank you, brother. Moondog told me all about you.
So he comes in on almost every one of these live videos that I do, which is awesome. Thank you for hanging out with me again, Charlie.
We were just talking about him last night and what an incredible job he's done with this metal show at the Subalpine. And I can't wait to meet him. I've not met him, but I know Moondog was talking all about him last night.
I met him for the first time at an SOS Pittsburgh show. You're familiar with what that was, right?
Oh yeah, I did one of them. I was a guest at.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, with Rocky.
I watched it from my living room.
Yeah. And my performance must have been unforgettable, Bill.
Well, listen, I was running the website portion of it and interacting with the guy who was doing the video. So when I say watch it, I was
You're working.
I was working.
Yeah, that was so cool what Rocky and his team did, and with Utah and Bob Cobb. Bob. You know, they're like you. You know, that's two of the great guys.
Well, I actually went on Metal Night, and they brought me up on the show, and they were talking to me, and Utah tried to turn one of my weird questions around on me, and it didn't work. He asked me who I would put in a band, because I always say, if you were going to put a band together from the local scene, I was like, well, clearly they're all in this room with me.
Ah, you should be a politician, brother.
That was exactly the kind of answer that was. So you're a solo artist. You're in the Needs Hotel band. You're in the Businessmen, which I know was shortened to B-Men. Yeah,
we don't really play the B-Men very much.
And you're involved in all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you own at least one company on top of the venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what are you trying to say, brother? Huh?
I thought I was busy, and then I started looking into you again. And I was like, how does he pull all this off? So
you want me to tell you how I pull it all off?
Yes.
Being surrounded with great people. It's that simple. I'm so blessed in all those things you mentioned. I'm surrounded by wonderful people. First, I'm really not a solo artist, because I don't play guitar or keyboards or anything. I mean, I collaborate with so many people. So, yeah, I do a lot of music away from the Needs Hotel band. My partner in most of that, if not all of it, is Dave Granati. He's not a bad musician, right?
I think I've heard of him.
He's okay. Yeah, he's learning. He told me he's making progress every day. But and then with the Needs Hotel band, what a great group we have. We've been together a long time. And then as far as my business involvement, we've been together just many, many, many years. And so thank you for recognizing these different entities. I mean, Steamworks is all volunteer. You know, I'm here maybe two or three times a month, you know, but there's people that are here every night that I appreciate and love so much. So the key to that kind of stuff is being surrounded by good people and letting go. Let good people do their thing and trust, you know? So, and you didn't mention my fanatical gardening.
Oh, you know, every time, listen, every time I talk about your house and your stage, I mention the flowers that used to belong to George Washington.
Yes. Well, I took my daughter on a tour of Mount Vernon, and at the end of the tour, there's a giant perennial garden, and you can purchase perennials from the George Washington Gardens. I mean, the real property where this dude lived, right? And I piled them in my Honda Accord, and my poor daughter had plant stuff in her face, and then I created that garden. But, you know, on a side note, all of our founding fathers, just about every one of them, were great gardeners and farmers. So a little interesting point.
This is kind of a funny side note, but we at my school, we have a Serenity Garden now. And I don't know if you remember this, but I sent you a message and said, hey, I'm in charge of starting a garden. What kind of flowers should I put in it?
I hope I replied.
You did. And I asked when, and you're like, don't do it before. And I can't remember.
Yeah. But that's my preaching. End of May. Yeah, that's actually just recently I've been asked to get involved with the Flight 93 Memorial Serenity Garden, the Rose Garden. And I'm just so excited. We've already got it started. And it's a major project, and I'm going to help out a little bit. So that's really, really special. It's a property owned by the families of the 40 victims of the flight.
That we went to the memorial two summers ago. It's such a solemn place. My kids wanted to go.
That's great. You know, that's really great.
Currently, my son is 13, and my daughters will be 11 next month. So. You know, they weren't even alive when it happened, and they understood the significance before we even went there.
Yeah.
And
it's so powerful. And, you know, Bill, two of the guys that are on this committee for this garden that we're hoping to have ready for September 11th of this year, they were two of the first civilians to arrive on the crash site. They live in Somerset or Shanksville. And I can't even, you know, I've asked them what was that like? you know, they heard the plane, they knew something was up, they heard the explosion, and they just went there. And just horrible, man. Anyhow, enough of that negative stuff.
All right, so I have like two more questions for you. Cool. And you have really sailed by and not really gotten any of my off-the-wall questions, but there is one that I have to ask. And it popped up last night. So just to give you a background on it, I know you know what the question is that's coming up. But for some reason, a few years ago, the Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl keep popping up anytime I'm on YouTube. Yeah. Like last night I was watching a video, like I clicked on a link, a specific link on Facebook. It took me to a song by MZNZ featuring Seethe, which are trap and hip hop and you know. Mm-hmm. But I clicked that and the very first video in the scheduled videos that come up next mm-hmm. is the Foo Fighters. How are they even linked?
I know.
It's not the same genre. That man is taunting me, and I don't know why.
Dave Grohl is taunting you. Yeah. He's everywhere.
I've tagged him. I'm trying to get him on this show. I've tagged him. I've emailed his management, and I just keep getting ignored. And I said last night, I think he's sitting at Google headquarters waiting for me to log on, and they're going, okay, now show him another one of my videos. So it's kind of become the official question of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Mm-hmm. And that question is, who is your Dave Grohl? Which means, who would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their songs?
It's an easy answer. Believe it or not, Bruno Mars.
That is not what I was expecting to hear.
I know you were, because I'm a rock and roller and an Americana guy. I just think Bruno Mars is the absolute finest young talent, soulful. A combination of, you know, like a Michael Jackson and Motown kind of feel, which Michael Jackson used to be all Motown, of course. I just love the guy and I love his music. I didn't think you'd expect to hear that answer. I love his original writing and his catalog. But with my voice, different voice issues that I've had over the past few years, I don't think I could ever sing a Bruno Mars song. But I would certainly be happy to lip sync right next to him. I'd do that.
Is there a song in particular that you would want to?
I never can think of the title of it. One of his early releases where it was like a James Brown kind of thing. And he had a horn section and he had all these dudes in background vocals. I just love his whole catalog. I really do. Even away from the hits, you know, so many hits, so many beautiful ballads. And I don't know if you know, but the guy plays guitar and keyboards and drums and horns. He is a prodigy, a musical prodigy. If you dig in deep with Bruno Mars, he's not just a pop. He's not a created pop star at all. So that's my dude. That's my guy.
Yeah. I have one more question for you, and then we're going to get back to listening to some of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. I want you to hang out for a minute, though,
sure.
Afterwards, because I want to tell you something. And I know you have about 10 minutes, so we're going to get you to your next call, too.
Thank you.
So my last question for you is, what does the future hold for John Vento in the music scene?
Yeah, you know, the future holds what it is today. I just hope to keep treating people the right way, creating new music. I really hope to be more supportive with young artists in any way that I can, whether that means getting them involved with the studio. I met a young man just a few weeks ago who's deaf. And his dream is to sing an Elvis Presley song and record it. So, of course, Dave Granati's the perfect guy in the world to bring young people to, because he has his academies, right?
Yep.
What a blessing that has been. So, you know, I'm not a big guy on, you know, what's your goals and all that. But just to keep doing all the things we do, keep Steamworks alive, build on Band Together Pittsburgh, continue to grow Band Together Pittsburgh and our ministry. Still, you know, have a lot of love with people like you and just do the right things and support. There's one thing I have about our Pittsburgh music scene that I wish we could change, but a lot of our patriarchs, if you will, you know, the senior dudes that, you know, were out there in the late 70s, we don't all support each other like we should. You know, other cities, there's such an amazing amount of love and support. It's not competitive. It's all about the music. And I'm not so sure we have that in Pittsburgh.
What
way we should.
What I've noticed over the almost 17 years that I've been doing the rock show is it's been kind of in cycles where you'll see where the bands are supporting each other, and then it'll work its way back to where it's I'm doing this, you're not, and then it gets back into the supporting each other. It would be nice if it was always support, but it's nice that there is some support.
Well, one thing that could happen is that the older guys, you know, could like take a younger band that maybe is new and have them open shows for them. Or the older guys or established guys could share posts. Hey, check out this band. Check out that new song. You know, that's what we all need to do. We need to do what you're doing. You know, maybe not to the extent that you do with your radio program, but and what Bob Cupp does and Utah Burgess does and the grassroots festivals coming up.
Yeah.
And 97.7 plays local music on the radio station. You know, YEP does occasionally, but you know, that's what you hear when you go to other cities. You hear mainstream radio playing their local artists in prime time. So that would be, you know what, that would be, and I know Rocky Lemon is on that too. That would be something that we try to change for a goal.
He has something in the works. I'm not going to give it away, but it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I know about it.
Okay.
The secret in the works, and we talked about it. I went to visit his place, you know, and so let's hope that gets off the ground. God, I mean, Rocky, my man, you talk about dedicated to the local music scene. He's got a heart of gold.
I'm going to be involved because I know how to make websites.
Yes, you need. Well, your name came up when we met, and he needs that support, that technical support for sure.
But hey, John, I want to thank you for coming and hanging out.
Thank you, buddy.
I have, if for those of you that are watching the video, you'll see at the bottom, it's been there most of the show, lots of website addresses. pghbluesrootsfest.com, that supports the Autism Society of Pittsburgh and the Band Together Pittsburgh, which is right next to it, bandtogetherpgh.org. CorbyWoodstock.com, which is benefiting Allegheny Cleanways, and steamworkscreative.com. I didn't add needshotelband.com or bmen.com or johnvento.com.
That's all right.
See, I told you I did do some research.
Yes, you did, brother. You always do. You do your homework.
I do want to throw this up from the chat room. Dennis says John Vento is a great leader and is why people gather around him and believe in his visions.
Well, so Dennis is a great friend, and he's one of our main volunteers. He and his beautiful partner, Linda, here at Steamworks. We're blessed to have him.
I had no idea what was walking into my living room back in 2004.
We played Seven really Under. I remember that song. I remember that performance. Yeah.
And so make sure you guys check him out, johnvento.com, and then all of those websites that I just mentioned. This has been episode number 577 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. He was probably in double digits his first time on the show. And we were going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Check us out each and every Friday night at 8 p.m. on buildascene.com. Wow.
Well, I screwed up with some names with the Blues Festival, so that's how it goes at our age, brother.
And, we also have Three Questions and a Song as another one of our shows, and Friendly Fire, which is a live show on xrpradio.co.uk. So, John, I'm broadcasting in the United Kingdom from my living room.
And the technology's wonderful, isn't it, man?
And that show is a lot of fun. We take seven local bands, local songs, to that station, play the song, and then they try and match it with one of theirs songs from their playlist.
Oh, cool.
And then everybody in the chat room discusses both songs and what they liked about the songs. It's a fun one.
That's cool.
All right. So with that said, we will catch you next week. Thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for everything you do, man.
And hang out for one moment.
Yep.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.